The elder Lydia Clemens, one of the original owners of an iconic African-American farm in Charlotte, has died. Vermont Public's Elodie Reed has this remembrance.
When she was a kid, Leslie McCrory Wells would sometimes ride the bus from school to the Clemens farm. Then Lydia Clemens would drive her and her friends to a drama class in Burlington. After class, McCrory Wells would stay over at the Clemens house and eat supper made by Lydia.
You know, one of my favorite dishes that she would cook was chili and these delicious little cornbread fingers. You know, you just dip them in the chili and I loved it.
McCrory Wells, who is now a co-owner of several Burlington restaurants and on the board of directors for Clemens Family Farm, says the Clemens household was a kind of refuge while she was growing up in one of the few Black families in Charlotte.
And it felt like home when I was there because I felt like I could just be myself.
And after McCrory Wells' mom experienced a life-altering brain injury, she says Lydia Clemens stepped in to counsel and coach her.
I always felt like I had someone, just another, you know, mother, and specifically a Black mother in my court.
Providing welcome, guidance, and connection to African American culture is something Lydia Clemens did over and over throughout her life. Lydia was born in 1923 in Louisiana. She grew up in Arkansas and excelled as a student in a one-room segregated schoolhouse. Right before Lydia entered high school, her family moved to Illinois. They joined the Great Migration of Black Americans escaping racial violence and discriminatory Jim Crow laws in the South for economic and educational opportunities to the North and West. During this period, Black Americans, including Lydia's parents, lost millions of acres of farmland to racist policies, banks, and government officials, as well as white people who lynched their neighbors. In the Midwest, Lydia earned a nursing degree from Loyola University in Chicago and then married her husband, Jack Clemens, in 1952. A decade later, the couple bought their nearly 150-acre farm in Charlotte when Jack, a doctor, was offered a position at the University of Vermont. While maintaining the farm's large garden and raising five children, newspaper articles show Lydia becoming involved in her new community. She helped establish the local 4-H chapter and the Charlotte chapter of the Vermont League of Women Voters.
And she was just a joy to have as a neighbor.
This is Joan Braun, who lived next door to Lydia for 45 years. Braun remembers Lydia as a spiritual, fun, kind person who loved to laugh, who knew all the jazz greats from her time in Chicago, and who was good at pretty much everything.
She taught me how to make a slipcover. She taught me how to do that, which just takes a lot of patience.
Lydia had a knack for teaching, whether that was demonstrating a mock operation on Big Bird during her time as a nurse anesthetist at UVM Medical Center, or sharing stories about the people, travel, and culture attached to the art she sold through her shop, Authentica African Imports. Joan Braun again.
And she was just very anxious to share her history.
Celebrating African-American heritage with the wider community is what the Clemenses ultimately decided to do with their property. A nonprofit led by their daughter purchased it last year, preserving one of the few African-American-owned farms in Vermont and across the country. Lydia Clemens explained why they wanted this to be their legacy in a video made by the Vermont Historical Society and My Champlain Valley in 2018.
So now it's very important that all people, all races are recognized and respected. And the only way you're going to get some recognition and respect is to have done something positive. So I think from that standpoint, it's very important that we have this in Vermont and in the United States.
You know, for those of us who grew up under Jim Crow, I mean, you can't have done that and go to Clemens Family Farm and not be awestruck.
This is Margaret Bass, who joined the board at Clemens Family Farm after she moved to Vermont in 2016. Like Lydia Clemens, Bass spent part of her childhood in a racially segregated South. Then she went on to work in predominantly white institutions. And even then, she says the lack of belonging she felt in Vermont came as a shock. Bass says that's why the place that Lydia helped create feels so significant.
It's one of the few spaces in Vermont, maybe only, where there's never a moment that I feel like an outsider. It's never that feeling. I still get it. You know, eyes closed. Oh my God, I'm not going to be the only Black person there. Right? That, oh my God, feeling, oh Jesus. And then anticipating the questions and blah, blah. I never, none of that. When I go to the farm, I go to the farm and walk around like, yeah, this is my place. Because it is my place. I mean, it is my place. Because that was their intention.
Bass says she only met Lydia a couple times, but is grieving the loss of the rare Black elder in Vermont.
The most striking thing about her with that long braid hanging over her shoulder was she's just the epitome of grace and dignity. This is a face, I don't know, but this is a face and a way of being that I know very well. And so it also felt like belonging in ways that nothing else has felt here.
Lydia Clemens died on August 16th. She was 101 years old. For Vermont Public, I'm Elodie Reed.
Music for that story was provided by Blue Dot Sessions.